Let's elaborate the causal loop notations in this faucet diagram. Start from the element faucet position at the top of the diagram. If the faucet position is increased or opened further, then the water flow increases. Therefore, the sign on the link from faucet position to water flow is positive. Similarly, if the water flow increases, then the water level in the glass will increase. Therefore, the sign on the link between these two elements is positive. The next element along the chain of causal influences is the gap, which is the difference between the desired water level and the actual water level. From this definition, it follows that an increase in water level decreases the gap, and therefore the sign on the link between these two elements is negative. Finally, to close the causal loop back to faucet position, a greater value for gap presumably leads to an increase in faucet position as you attempt to fill the glass. Therefore, the sign on the link between these two elements is positive. There's one additional link in this diagram, from desired water level to gap. From the definition of gap given, the influence is in the same direction along this link, and therefore the sign on the link is positive. In addition to the signs on each link, a complete loop is also given a mark or symbol. The symbol for a particular loop is determined by counting the number of minus signs on all the links that make up the loop. Specifically, a feedback loop is positive and called reinforcing if it contains an even number of negative causal links. It's marked with a capital R. A feedback loop is negative and called balancing if it contains an odd number of negative causal links. It's marked with a capital B. The mark of a loop is based on the algebraic product of the signs of its links. Often a small looping arrow is drawn around the feedback loop sign to more clearly indicate that the sign refers to the loop. An alternative notation is to use plus and minus instead of R and B.